Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Dr. Ken Thorpe, the chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Mindy Elliott, Mike Draper, and Mary Lau. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. Kenneth Thorpe. He is the Robert W. Woodruff Professor of Health Policy and Chair of the Department of Health Policy and Management in the Rollins School of Public Health and representing the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Well, it's great to be back.
So between the last time you addressed the legislature and this time you're addressing the legislature, what has changed in terms of chronic disease?
Well, unfortunately, the problem's gotten worse.
In what ways?
Well, today there's about 2 million residents that have a chronic healthcare condition. The last time I was here, it was 1.7 million. So the problem continues to escalate. Nevada is going to spend about $19 billion on healthcare to treat chronically ill patients. So one of our messages has been that if we want to make healthcare more affordable for everybody in the state, we need to take on the growth of chronic healthcare conditions. And we need to do a better job of managing patients that have multiple chronic diseases.
And you know, one of the things that's kind of interesting to me is we know that diabetes is a major problem, and over the years, sugary drinks have been a great contributor to that. But amazingly, the public has responded, and water is now the major component of people, you know, hydrating themselves rather than sugary drinks. So is that a victory, at least in that area?
I think there's a lot of victories as people become more aware of the role that chronic disease is playing in driving up healthcare costs and resulting in poorer health outcomes. It has to do with reducing trans fats in foods, reducing fat in your diet, not drinking sugary drinks, and moving to water. So I think that public awareness that we've been heavily engaged in for the last decade of trying to get consumers aware of diet, exercise, and nutrition being such an essential component of day-to-day life.
Is there confusion on the part of the public? Because as always, I mean, this is not anything new, there are so many different kinds of diets that are out there, the paleo diet, this and others, that, you know, and it kind of concerns me when people recommend that you eat like a caveman, and the average age of the death of a caveman was around 40, that's not necessarily the diet that I want to be embarking on, as I've already passed that expiration date. Does that come into play for you?
Oh, a little bit. We've never really picked among different diets, but I think there's some...
No, but just the proliferation of some of these diets that just don't necessarily make a whole lot of sense.
Well, sure. I mean, I think the good news about that is that people are becoming aware of diet. And there are a lot of different ways of going here. I think some general notions are cutting out sugar, cutting out fat, looking at trans fat and not having foods that have a lot of that in it, cutting back on processed food. So there's some general lessons, I think, that we can take from our diets, regardless of which of the different diet paths you decide to choose.
Do you think that there's any chance at all with the lobbying power of the industrial food industry that you're ever going to see the cutbacks that we really need in processed food? Because you look at people who are on very tight budgets, they have the ability to go to a fast food restaurant, buy a lot of food for a little price, but it's not necessarily very good for them.
Well, I think that that's right. I think that, though, you're seeing some change in behavior, though, in the food industry. Certainly, I think for the most part, they want to avoid the direction that big tobacco went in terms of legal remedies to this. So I'm seeing a big reduction in the use of trans fats in processed foods. So to the extent that we can continue to put the pressure and attention on food ingredients, I think that's very important, because certainly I think that the large food processors do not want to be in a litigation environment where they end up like big tobacco.
Are there lots of food deserts in Nevada, places where you just can't get fresh food?
That's a problem. It's one of the things that we've been working on, is to try to find ways to bring in fresher food, fruits, vegetables, into areas that traditionally haven't had them available, and find ways to make them more affordable, provide some subsidies. Employers have been very helpful in working through this. Actually, some of the more sophisticated employers that we've worked with actually price their products in the workplace to promote the use of healthy foods. So they will price things like high-fat foods at very, very high price. You can buy it, but you're going to pay a lot. But if you buy fresh fruits and vegetables and salad for your lunch, it's almost completely subsidized. So there's a variety of innovative ways that we can use to subsidize good eating activity, and employers have been very much at the forefront of doing that.
You know what's interesting, and I don't know if you've ever done this. If you look at a cookbook, cooking is my hobby. If you look at a cookbook from today and a cookbook from 30 years ago, the portion sizes are stunning in terms of comparison. That where a 3 or 4 ounce portion of food was considered normal 30, 40 years ago, and now an 8 ounce portion of protein is considered normal. Isn't that half our problem? Is that we've gone through multiple generations now of people who think that a half pound burger is okay.
Well, I mean, certainly food size is another part of it. It's not only the ingredients, but you're right, there's been portion size creep over the last 30 or 40 years. And part of an effective diet and exercise and nutrition program is looking at food size. So I'll give an example. The Medicare program just introduced something called the Diabetes Prevention Program, which is a lifestyle intervention, but it has diet, exercise, and food counseling in it. Very effective at generating weight loss. And a big part of that really is portion size and getting people to be aware of the appropriate size of having a meal.
But the difficulty, I would imagine, is that, and I talked to restaurateurs about this, is that if they suddenly go from a half pound burger to a 3 or 4 ounce burger, and it's the same price, people are, well, I'm being cheated. You know, I didn't get a pound of fries with my burger. And you can apply that to as many different foods. So isn't there a problem for the restaurant industry of, you know, the image of, well, we're just not getting as much food as we should be for that price?
Well, I think that's right. Certainly the way that these things are priced is that if you can buy bigger portions for the same or even lower prices. So I think we need to continue to work with industry on this issue. We need to work with communities and employers on it as well, to sort of point out the fact that there's a lot of education, public education, employee education, education in the schools. We sort of forget about the old days where we're doing education in terms of nutrition and recess issues in schools. And I think the earlier we start this, the better off it is with kids, so they can take that message back to their families.
I couldn't agree more. Let's take a break. More with Dr. Kenneth Thorpe when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Capitol in Carson City. We're in the old Supreme Court with Dr. Kenneth Thorpe. So you're going to address the legislature. What are you going to tell them?
Well, we're focusing on, you know, the cost of health care and the overall cost of health care, both to workers and to families. And if we're going to be effective at this, we need to go to the source of the problem. We need to find ways to slow the growth in the number of adults and kids that have chronic health care conditions. This is doable, but we need to identify the programs that work to do this. These are lifestyle programs that focus on diet, exercise, and nutrition and physical activity. So I mentioned earlier the diabetes prevention program is one example that works. We also need to do a better job of engaging patients that have 4, 5, 6, 7 different chronic health care conditions to make sure that they're following their care plan, effectively taking medications to keep them healthy and out of the hospital. And again, there are good national models that Nevada could adopt on health teams that focus on behavioral health as well as things like cardiovascular health and other types of chronic conditions. So there are great examples nationally that the state could look at that are big structural changes that would really make a big difference in affordability of health care.
As you know, in the last session and in this session as well, we're looking at the cost of medications as being one of the issues that certainly Senator Kinsella is concerned about, but others as well. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, you know, with the expansion of Medicaid in the state, that has to be a huge cost as well.
Well, we need to find ways to get overall costs down in terms of how much we spend to treat a type 2 diabetic. Certainly the affordability issue of what people pay out of pocket is a major issue. And there are a whole variety of proposals that I've seen nationally that address that. One exciting proposal is something called value-based insurance design. And what that does is that for a type 2 diabetic, we know that there are 4 or 5 things that physicians want that diabetic to do during the year, including taking their medicines appropriately. For those conditions, there'd be no cost sharing. It would be free to the patient at the point of sale, because those are things that we want to encourage patients to do.
And who's gonna pay for that? Is that gonna be the state, or is that gonna be?
Well, it'd be the health plan. And as it turns out, if you actually promote evidence-based care, it reduces overall costs. So it's something to an employer would make sense in terms of reducing costs, because if you have a patient that is adherent to their medications, taking them appropriately, you reduce hospital stays, hospital admissions. You reduce emergency room visits. So it's really, the metric is really looking at the total spending to manage a type 2 diabetic or a hypertensive patient, not just the silos of individual care, but really collectively, how much would that employer pay in terms of premiums, or how much would Medicaid pay per person to manage these patients? And there are good models out there that I think the state could really look at that are bigger than what is, I think, currently being discussed.
Okay, I gotta ask you about this topic that just burst into the news in the last 48 hours, which is the Republican proposals to blow up Obamacare again. The public has, whether they're Democrat or Republican, they like the programs that the government provides, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and others. And Obamacare has now been around long enough to be a benefit that, people appreciate and don't want to go away. What are your thoughts about the idea of blowing this up?
Well, I think we should go in exactly the opposite direction, is to improve and build on the Affordable Care Act. I think most people are starting to recognize that the Affordable Care Act not only has expanded health insurance coverage to lots of people with pre-existing conditions, but it has reduced drug costs for seniors. It has expanded coverage for young adults up to age 26. It has allowed states to expand Medicaid. It's done a lot in terms of changing how we pay for health care and improving quality. There's 10 titles in the Affordable Care Act. Two of them really deal with the health insurance exchanges and coverage. But the other eight titles are really much broader and affect almost everybody in our healthcare delivery system. So it would have enormous ramifications to virtually everybody in the country that interacts with our healthcare system.
And that's where you have to leave it. Always a pleasure having you on the program, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Always informative.
Thanks for having me on.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids. But they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got a great Power Pundit panel here. Mike Draper is here with Argentum Partners. Murray Lau is President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. And Mindy Elliott is partner with Capital Partners LLC. One of the things you've been working on, Mindy, is affordable housing, which has got to be the hottest topic in the state of Nevada
at
this point in time.
It is. Some of the things that they worked hard during the last couple of years, Julia Ratti headed the housing task force. And some of the results, the bills that you're seeing coming out are as a result of what they learned during the off session. There was a bill heard yesterday to create a new $10 million state tax abatement to help with affordable housing initiatives. It's the first time that the state has tried to do that. It allows businesses to invest if they want to in this program. It will, the numbers, that the return on investment for the state is incredible, but what's really necessary is building, is getting the properties built. There's some mixed use properties as we're moving forward. There's a project up in Reno that's an 80-20 project. 80% is market rate, 20% is low income.
Is that the workforce? South Reno?
Yes, yeah. It's workforce housing. We'll call it workforce housing. And I think that blended solution is something I think it's exciting. I think it makes sense for the community. We don't have enough units. There are 2,000 people on a waiting list in Reno, and just a waiting list. And as rents continue to increase, that list is going to continue to grow. The changing environment in Reno, and not only Reno, but Clark County, as well as the rural areas as well, is really demanding the need for transparency and the state to be engaged, and which they are. As I said, there are multiple bills on affordable housing, and Senator Ratty did a great job of creating the dialogue and driving the mission, and now she's creating the strategy, and you're going to see more bills come out as it relates to affordable housing and how it really is a public-private partnership and how businesses can be part of the solution.
Mike, do the opportunity zones that have been designated in the state come into play in this?
Yeah, I think so, very much so. I mean, anytime you can stimulate and provide incentive for people to build, I think that that's a huge advantage. I think, to Minnie's point, one thing that we'd still like to see more of is obviously I work with a lot of developers and a lot of builders. Over the last many years, we've vilified developers and builders, mm-hmm. for the most part. And instead of inviting these people, who for many of them are from here, part of our communities, I think have the best interests of our communities in mind, in addition to their business interests, instead of inviting them to be part of the solution, we've actually vilified them and we're creating solutions around them. The people that probably could impact the solution the most, we're still not including them to be part of the solution. So one of the things we're really working on in that building is how do we get developers to have the public-private partnership and be part of solving these issues, the people that really probably know best about how to solve them. How do we work with them and invite them to be a part of the solution instead of continue to make it difficult for them to build, to make them out as, you know, greedy and taking advantage of the communities that they're in. These are some of the people that are probably the biggest community figureheads that we have in the state, and yet we're not including them as part of a solution to our state's biggest issue right now.
One of the things that we're seeing in Northern Nevada, for example, is the Washoe County Commission seems to be in the mood to approve things, whereas the Reno City Council is in the mood not to approve things. I mean, they took a 5,000 home project in South Reno and said the engineering wasn't good enough because it's a flood zone, and yet the engineering studies have been done and approved. At the end of it, one of the council people said, well, we're not going to approve this now, but down the road we probably will.
No, it's a mess.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, it's a total mess, and I agree with Mike. I mean, we attended the meetings of the task force during the interim. There wasn't a developer there. I'm not sure why retail was invited to the table, except for we have the lower scale of workers at the entry level into retail and stuff. But at the same time, they do get vilified. You guys aren't invited to participate. Then you get the mixed signals. Story County doesn't want to seem to have housing. Lyon County, through Fernley and stuff, they're taking a brunt of the housing. Washoe County's trying to do something. Reno says we're only fooling. Nobody knows if they're on foot or horseback, and then you go over to the legislature and it changes the dynamics completely. And there is an issue that needs to be addressed, but it needs to be addressed appropriately. Why should developers build apartment houses, per se, when you've got a bill out there that's going to say you have to get your tenants' permission to have them to leave? And, oh, by the way, if they don't pay their bills, you have to rent to them. So it's nobody knows what they're doing. There's no cajoled effort. Senator Ratty tried. But now they're trying to sell something that was done by a wish list of people, as opposed to everybody being at the table. So we got to solve this problem. We got 50 more thousand people coming up north if technology stays the same.
And we are back up to 6,000 people a month in Las Vegas, which something that has not been noted very
much lately. We're behind horseback. We dealt with people for the entire interim and didn't have the people that build them at the tables. So what are you going to do?
We have about 20 seconds apiece left here. Ward-only voting bill may get a rewrite in Carson City, according to Bill Dancer in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. This is a very interesting little bill, isn't it?
It is a very interesting little bill. It doesn't impact my client, doesn't impact City Fernley, but I think that it's being, I'll be honest, it looks like it's being addressed towards Henderson specifically.
Right.
So for us,
but Reno would also like to have that. Well, there are people in Reno who'd like to see that
ward-only voting, and it's going to be interesting to see how it how that bill plays out, and there's other issues in Henderson right now, but we'll see.
Yes, there
we'll
are. Mike.
Yeah,
quick response to that.
I think we've seen some of the impacts of what ward-only voting can do, both good and bad, and I think that after you've implemented it, I think to go back and really take a look at it. I think that I can tell you firsthand, it's created, well, it sounds like a good idea, it created some significant political challenges that I think were unanticipated.
Quick yes or no, are you in
favor? I'll go to Mindy's side of it because she has a client that's a city and stuff, but I thought Reno was. I thought that's why Weber was able to beat McKenzie because they were ward only.
Yeah. Right, until the general.
No. It's they went. Only. They went. That went to only ward only voting in the general.
Yeah. As well. Okay.
Yes.
Ha ha! You stand corrected.
I do stand. Well, I'm sitting corrected.
You're
and that's
sitting
where
corrected.
We have to leave it. I've been corrected. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Governor Sisolak joins us on Nevada Newsmakers this week. We'll see you then.